I'm joined with former Hereford player Harry Caffrey. Harry, you joined Hereford from Clydebank, so from Scotland to England. How did the move come about?
It was just a phone call out of the blue from John Sellett. He had a scout that must have worked with him previous years, that worked in the Scotland area, so he gave him my name. He made the phone call, and then I came down to have a look, and I liked what I seen and decided to give it a go.
Steve McIntyre signed as well. Was that part of the deal that there were two Scotsmen, so you know, didn't feel homesick?
It wasn't part of the deal, but it helped settle in, because obviously there was another guy come from Scotland. I had never met Stevie before we moved to Hereford, but he was a good guy and we got on well, so it worked out in that respect.
How did you cope with the distance? Because in the modern era, I've got a friend who lives in Australia and I speak to him, FaceTime message him, and it's really easy. But back then there wasn't that. So how did you cope with being so far from home?
It was quite difficult at the start. The day that we moved to Hereford, my mother took a brain hemorrhage, and she was in intensive care, so that made it even more difficult and was maybe one of the main reasons that I only stayed at Hereford for a season.
Are there any games that stick out in the memory for you?
Not really. I don't really think I played enough game time. Really, I think it was just due to injury, and obviously my mother being ill, so it wasn't, in terms of my football career, it wasn't the best, but you know, I did enjoy my time, and obviously I liked playing at Edgar Street.
How did you find Scottish football to English football? Was it more physical, more faster, or was it the same?
I don't think there was a great deal of a difference. I think the Scottish game is probably more physical. But obviously, Hereford was a full-time club, whereas Clydebank weren't. So it was quite hard getting used to the... Because I'd always worked all my life and I was a part-time player at Clydebank. So moving to Hereford, it was a bit of a culture shock. You know, training every day instead of going to work, finishing early and being bored, not knowing what to do with your time in the afternoon. So that was the main difference.
Would there have been an option to have stayed the following season, or was it a case of you just wanted to go back home?
I think it was mainly my decision to leave. I think maybe if I'd stayed for another season, things might have gone better, because obviously John Sellett had left, Greg Downs had taken over, and I had quite a good relationship with Greg. We played on the same side of the pitch, so... I think, ironically, if I'd stayed, things might have gone a bit better for me.
When you went back up to Scotland, did you carry on playing football, or did you retire?
I gave up. To be honest, I'd sort of fell out of love with the game, so to speak. So, we were getting, my girlfriend and I got married, you know, that summer. So I had to find a way of paying the bills, because part-time football didn't pay a great deal of money in Scotland at that time, so I just sort of let it slip and never got back into the game.
Is it an electrician that you trade now at the moment?
Yes, I was. Well, I served an apprenticeship, started working when I was 16, did 4 years as an apprentice, and when I was 21 was when I signed for Clydebank, so I've always been an electrician. I did a few electrical jobs when I was in Hereford to try and while away the hours in the afternoons when, you know, after training. So I've always kept my hand in.
And what's it been like reconnecting with your former colleagues on our Facebook group?
It's been great, actually, because the social part of our move, or my move to Hereford, was probably one of the best parts of it. Made a lot of friends, obviously, with Facebook and getting involved in the group. I've been able to contact a lot of these guys again, so that's been great.
And what did you think when Hereford United was liquidated December 2014?
It's quite disappointed, obviously. You never like to hear of former clubs being in trouble, and funnily enough, Clydebank My other team are no longer in existence as a professional club. I think they're still a team, but they play in the junior ranks, which is probably semi-professional. So I tell my kids that I played football for two decent clubs, and they don't believe me.
And do you think Hereford FC will get back into the Football League?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will. It's just a matter of time, having the right players and moving on.